Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
I have a hard time keeping up with all the new diabetes medications. This world, I think, has been fairly stable for a couple of decades, and now all of a sudden there are all of these new options. And again, when we focus on patient-oriented outcomes, it's a little bit easier to manage these things, but lots of drugs and lots of promotions, both to patients and to clinicians. So it's hard to keep track of things. You've got a poem from Lancet published in 2019. It starts on page 121, and it talks a little bit about some of these new drugs. Just by way of background, it would clearly be great not only to lower glucose, but to decrease end organ complications, those complications being a cardiovascular disease and renal disease primarily. Also hypoglycemia and weight gain. So current treatments have centered on sort of four different areas. One, increasing insulin availability, either through insulin administration or agents that promote insulin secretion. Secondly, improving sensitivity to insulin. Three, delaying the delivery and absorption of carbs from the GI tract. Or four, increasing urinary glucose excretion. The class of drugs, glucagon-like peptide 1 or GLP-1s, these are therapies that affect glucose control through a couple of different mechanisms. I won't go through them all, but these agents are liked because they usually do not cause hypoglycemia. But it would be great if these agents could both lower glucose and also decrease patient-oriented illnesses like the cardiovascular disease and renal disease that we've talked about. So this abstract that you've looked at, it looks at this one drug, dulaglutide. It's marketed under the trade name of Trulicity. And it asks, does adding this drug decrease major cardiovascular events in patients with type 2 diabetes plus existing cardiovascular disease or cardiovascular disease risk factors? A little complicated there, Mark. What did they find?
I want to begin by defining the term MACE. I think a lot of our listeners know what I mean, but just to make sure, that stands for major adverse cardiovascular events and typically includes non-fatal MI, non-fatal stroke, and death from cardiovascular causes. So these researchers recruited about 10,000 patients over the age of 50. They all had type 2 diabetes. They were on stable doses of up to two oral agents with or without basal insulin, and their A1C had to be less than 9.5%. Turned out the median A1C was 7.2%, and they'd had diabetes for about 10 years. All the patients, and this is really important, also had existing vascular disease. In older patients, I think over the age of 65, they could be included if they had two or more cardiovascular risk factors, which if you're over 65, type 2 diabetes, and two other cardiovascular risk factors, you've got a very high cardiovascular risk, obviously. The researchers then added either weekly sub-Q injections of dulaglutide, 1.5 milligrams, or placebo injections. They used intention to treat analysis to determine the time to the first MACE. After about 5 years, about 70% of the drugs, patients were taking the study drug at the last visit. So there were more dropouts due to an adverse event in the dulaglutide group. There were also dropouts in the placebo group, but more commonly in the dulaglutide, number needed a harm of about 36. On the other hand, fewer participants who were taking dulaglutide did have a MACE, 12 versus 13.4%. That's a number needed to treat of 73 over 5 years. They didn't find any meaningful differences by subgroup, so men versus women, older, younger. The most common adverse event was GI upset, and that was much more common in the dulaglutide group, 47 versus 34%, so about 1 in 8 had that problem. More had that problem. I looked at GoodRx, the 1 month of dulaglutide with their discount coupon cost about $650. So the bottom line, in patients with type 2 diabetes who have existing cardiovascular disease or who are over 65 and very high risk for cardiovascular disease, this drug provides a small reduction in MACEs, but does cause some GI upset. I looked at the cost over 5 years. If it's $650 a month, then that's 12 months a year, 5 years. That's $39,000 over the 5 year study period is what that would cost. If you have an NNT of 73, that means a cost of $2.8 million to prevent one MACE. Even if the drug was a lot cheaper, let's say it's half that price, that's still well over $1 million to prevent a MACE. So, you know, I'll let the listeners judge if that's worth it, but it's certainly a very high price to pay. Other countries, these drugs are, you know, more limited in terms of the formulary, and they also negotiate with the drug company, and they'll pit these SGLT2 inhibitors and other new classes against each other and say, we're going to pay for one of them in the UK or in Ireland or whatever, and, you know, you got to compete on price. We don't see that happening here, of course.
Boy, first of all, that your calculations certainly put this into perspective for us. I mean, $650, you know, is a lot of money, but boy, when you talk about it over 5 years, and then when you talk about a number needed to treat of 73 and an absolute difference of the difference between 13.4 and 12, I mean, it's not much. Maybe I'd feel differently if I was in that age and had those, but I sort of doubt it. Anyways, very interesting, Mark. Thanks so much for bringing it to our attention, and we will be in touch with you in a week.
Sounds good. See you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.